This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for June 17th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today, JLN has a video interview with FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan and FIA Tech President and CEO Nick Solinger about the deal announced yesterday for 10 global banks to invest in FIA Tech to allow them to expand their work. Thank you to FIA Steve Adamski for setting this up. There is some good news for crypto from the UK's FCA. FCA research reveals an increase in crypto asset ownership and greater awareness among UK adults. Research published by the FCA estimates that 2.3 million adults now hold crypto assets, up from 1.9 million last year. 78% of adults have now heard of crypto assets, up from 73% in a year. Also, in U.S. politics, the Republican Congressional Committee has agreed to accept cryptocurrency for political donations. So now you can buy a congressman using your Bitcoin. How many Satoshis do you think that would take? JP Morgan has spiced up its portfolio with Nutmeg. The bank agreed to buy digital wealth manager Nutmeg Saving and Investment Limited, part of a push to establish a retail banking presence in the UK, the Wall Street Journal reported. My fireside chat with former CFTC Chairman Chris Giancarlo at the Chicago Bar Association annual seminar went well. I learned he has a new book coming out this fall titled, wait for it, Crypto Dad. It was 5 years ago today that IEX learned its exchange application was approved by the SEC. They captured the moment their team was informed of the approval in a YouTube video. A link is available in today's newsletter. After the big donation from the American Financial Exchange yesterday, there were no new donations. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today, I am interviewing Megan Dugan of the NYC for the Path to Electronic Trading video series. I interviewed Tim Brennan earlier this week, who has been Megan's boss at one time. I have lost 45 pounds and counting since the start of the pandemic. My strategy is intermittent fasting. The book that really helped me understand the science behind this is The Obesity Code by Jason Fung. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Walt Lucan and Nick Solinger explain FIA Tech investor deal. It's a video from JLN. FIA Tech announced yesterday a deal to take on 10 global banks as investors in the company in order to grow the for-profit FIA-affiliated firm. John Lothian, that's me, interviewed FIA Chairman and CEO Walt Lucan and FIA Tech President and CEO Nick Solinger over Zoom about the deal. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Fed sue to block Aon's $30 billion Willis Towers deal. The combo to create the world's largest insurance brokerage is anti-competitive, says the Justice Department. The U.S. Justice Department sued to block Aon's proposed $30 billion acquisition of Willis Towers Watson, saying the deal to create the world's largest insurance brokerage is anti-competitive. My comment, Chicago did not need another monopoly. Here is a story from citizensforethics.com. Two dark money groups shut down following crew complaints. Two dark money groups quietly filed paperwork terminating their corporate existence after crew filed complaints against them with the Federal Election Commission related to political activity backed by undisclosed donors, continuing a pattern of groups shutting down in recent months. In late November 2020, crew filed complaints against three nonprofits and a super PAC over their efforts to funnel money from anonymous sources into the 2018 elections. Since then, two of the nonprofits, the Government Integrity Fund and the Jobs and Progress Fund, terminated their operations, a move that could impact how FEC rules on complaints. My comment, of course, former Senator Kelly Loeffler's picture is in this story, and her campaign is mentioned. Here's a story from Reuters. Financial surrealism. Lebanese opt for beer over banks. Lebanese seek ways to use devalued money. Many use trapped dollars to repay outstanding debt. Central bank plans measures to reduce liabilities. Huge losses in financial system still not addressed. Faced with the choice of leaving their savings stuck in the bank or investing them at a huge loss, some Lebanese people are opting to take a punt. For them, it's the only sensible option in a financial system warped by crisis. My comments? Yes. Beer over banks. Yes, that is the right choice. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was our lead story. 10 global clearing firms make strategic investment in FIA tech. A press release from the Futures Industry Association. Second was DeFi identified as potential focus for CFTC enforcement action from Jones Day. Third was the trades version of the FIA tech news. Clearing firms invest $44 million in FIA tech to support derivatives market innovation. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you are not already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.